The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, good afternoon to you. Are you well?
Good afternoon. I am absolutely melting, but I am very, very good. The mercury reached 45 degrees again today.
Okay, I won't laugh. Rather you than me is all I can say. We've got a lot to get through today, so let's get right to it. What's the updates in respect of COVID-19 in Israel?
Lots of updates, a lot of good news for Israelis because, again, our stats are very, very good. Let's look at those numbers, the very important numbers. We have, since the start of the pandemic, 16,650 confirmed cases. Of those, 3,077 are still active, 52 of them seriously, 42 on ventilators, 272 fatalities, and a whopping 13,299 people have made full recoveries from COVID-19. And along with good stats, it means that we can lift more and more restrictions. So it has been a busy day with these announcements today. First of all, there are discussions taking place between countries like Greece, Cyprus, Seychelles, Montenegro, and yes, I've been to Montenegro, a beautiful country, Austria, Georgia, that flights will start resuming. We don't have an exact date, but hopefully sometime soon. Tomorrow, all 136 beaches will open with strict social distancing laws. At the moment in discussion is the opening of event halls. The health minister, the new health minister, former speaker of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, has signed off on opening the event halls. But next week on the 27th, we will see the opening of pools, bars, after school activities, restaurants, some hotels. So it's good news for Israel. We are starting to slowly, slowly get back to some semblance of normality. What isn't being opened just yet is synagogues, places of worship. That is still under discussion. The chief rabbi, the chief Ashkenazi rabbi, David Lau, is really appealing for them to be open. However, the largest amount of infections were found to come from places of worship. Also, interesting stat is that 70% of Israel's infections actually came from the U.S. So that is very, very interesting to note. For the last couple of days, until this heat wave is over, children, students don't have to wear their masks. It doesn't serve any of them to learn if they're going to be dehydrated or if the mask is wet. It will not keep out coronavirus. So the Ministry of Health have said they will waiver the mandatory mask for students, and things will return back to mandatory mask wearing once this heat.
I have to ask you this, Rolene, because in light of these really strict rules that you have, which have proved themselves, how on earth is it that an American family, and you've just told me that most of the instances of COVID-19 in Israel originated in America, how is it that an American Jewish family manages to fly in, bury somebody, no quarantine, 100 people at a funeral, and fly out?
Well, this has caused a massive, massive controversy. A lot of Israelis saying ban them from entering again or enforce very, very, very heavy fines. But it's created a lot of antagonism and many people saying, well, they came in on private jet, and obviously there's been some greasing of some palms, but it is an issue that Israelis are saying we need to see some kind of sanction. We need to see some kind of punishment.
Okay, I'm glad to hear there's a reaction like that. Then there's the bizarre.
There's a very big.
And then a story that I just don't understand. I never thought I'd be reading this. Police arrest a woman who desecrated Amit Ben Igal's grave. This is the young soldier who was killed last week by a rock or a brick thrown on his head. Why? Who would do something like that?
This is actually quite a sad story. You know, last week we spoke about the fact that First Sergeant Benny Gull, may he rest in peace, that his grave had been disturbed and they were looking for who could possibly be responsible. And it took the police a few days just because she didn't have a cell phone with her. So, people, we can trace you with your cell phone. But police have arrested a 41-year-old woman from Rishon LeZion. She apparently struggles with several mental problems and issues. She is a survivor of a deadly terror attack 18 years ago. And last year she was arrested for desecrating the grave of her dead husband. And, you know, the father, Baruch, Benny Gull's father said, you know, he feels very, very sorry for her. He feels very sad for her. He says a normal person wouldn't do such a thing, and it wouldn't do me any good to get mad. Whoever did this needs to get therapy. So the police managed to get footage. They managed to track her down. The grave has been guarded by Golani soldiers, the unit that he served with. And we just really, really hope that she gets the help that she needs.
Okay, well, at least there's a reason for it. Rolene, last week or thereabouts, the Iranians apparently ostensibly had a cyber attack on Israeli water company. This week, don't know, did the Israelis have a go at the Iranian ports in retaliation?
Well, we're not going to confirm, we're not going to deny. There are anonymous Western sources saying this is possible retaliation, but we have had quotes in the Israeli media that the former head of military intelligence, Amos Yadlin, says that, you know, if this was an attack by Israel on Iran, it would be in retribution for an attempt by the Iranians to mess with our water systems. Just saying, asking for a friend.
Okay. Now, the Iranians seem to be upping the ante. The kind of language and rhetoric coming out of Iran in the last week or so just is, it's insane. I mean, why they are so obsessed with Israel, I do not understand. But, hey, that's just me. All right.
You would think with the number of deaths in their country, they would have something else to focus on. But we have heard rhetoric coming out of Iran earlier today as well, with the Ayatollah al-Khamenei saying that it's time for the Palestinians to step up their armed resistance. And we, of course, know what that means.
I gave you some homework yesterday. I asked you to look into the God TV story. This is the evangelical proselytizing Christian channel that has opened in Israel, was granted a license despite the fact that proselytization should not be happening in Israel. What has happened? What has happened with that license? Are they going? Is this the price that Israel pays for getting into bed with the evangelicals in the States? What's the story?
Well, you know, I do like a nice homework assignment. And being the nerd that I am, I aim to deliver. So I did some research. It did cause a lot of controversy because proselytizing or trying to convert Jews in Israel is illegal. And now the Israeli Broadcasting Authority and the Israeli authorities are also investigating some of the statements that have been said and how they have got a license. And, you know, it's a very delicate subject because Israel enjoys a lot of support, phenomenal support for the evangelical community that we really, really appreciate. But one area where there is cause for concern is the area of possible proselytizing. And there was a statement by the God TV CEO Ward Simpson. I mean, the channel, should it go ahead, will be called Shelanu, which means, you know, for us all. And he said that its real aim was to convince Jews to accept Jesus as their Messiah. And I quote him directly, says, God has supernaturally opened the doors for us to take the gospel of Jesus into the homes and lives and hearts of his Jewish people. They'll watch secretly, they'll watch quietly. God is removing the blindness from their eyes. And this is a statement that, as you can well imagine, it's a very, very sensitive statement, and it's a statement that is very hurtful to Jews because, you know, of the, we believe in the concept of monotheism, that there can be no other God except for Hashem. And this has created a lot of division, of controversy, and a lot of very, very delicate minefields to try and navigate, because we do love and appreciate our evangelical supporters.
But as at right this moment, are they still in possession of a valid license and broadcasting?
I don't think they're broadcasting as yet. There's no confirmation on that, because the IBA, the Israeli Broadcasting Authorities, and the Israeli government are investigating this. It is illegal to proselytize.
Okay. Stay on top of that story, please, for me. I'm very, very interested. Rolene Marks, we're a little late, but always being, it's always worth being late with you. Thank you so much, Rolene. Chat tomorrow.
Chat tomorrow. God bless.